Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Welcome to Film Companion. I'm Anupama Chopra and here are this week's reviews. When I told someone that I'm going to see a film called Bloody Daddy, he said, "It sounds like bad porn." As it turns out, Bloody Daddy is a solidly entertaining cops and gangsters saga. Interestingly, this is the fifth time this story is being told. The original is a 2011 French film called Nuit Blanche or Sleepless Night. In 2017, Hollywood made it as the Jamie Foxx starrer, Sleepless. 2 years earlier, it was also remade with Kamal Hassan, shot simultaneously in Tamil and Telugu. The Tamil version was released as Thunga Vanam, which means Sleepless Forest. It's telling that Ali Abbas Zafar, who co-writes, co-produces and directs, ditched the Sleepless theme and simply went with Bloody Daddy, which is exactly what this film is about. A father who, as the day turns to night, gets bloodier and bloodier. The story, set in New Delhi and Gurugram, takes place just after the second COVID-19 wave. The plot involves a bag of cocaine, which is now in the hands of a cop named Sumer, who may or may not be clean. Gangsters take his son Atharv hostage. Obviously, they want the bag back. There are also other cops in the mix who, like Sumer, seem to be duplicitous. Sumer and Atharv are the classic dysfunctional father-son pair who desperately need quality time together and maybe a counselor. Sumer is the sort of gritty cop who just downs two painkillers with whiskey to deal with a knife wound. Just as an aside, it's nice that painkillers are getting their due in Bollywood. You remember Pathaan, in which even the mighty Salman Khan and Shah Rukh Khan needed them. Painkillers humanize our superheroes. But back to Bloody Daddy. So Atharv is the sort of self-aware teenager who warns his father that if he continues on this path, he will end up lonely. Despite their curdled exchanges, when Atharv is taken, Sumer goes into ninja mode to rescue him. Of course, a long night of trysts with seriously shady people and near-death situations is exactly the bonding exercise this duo needs. It's borderline silly, but Ali's cinema has never been about logic or realism. This is a director who revels in flashy moments and cheese, which actually helps to lift this serviceable material. Ali and his co-writer Aditya Basu, the additional dialogues are by Siddharth Garima, insert playfulness into this grim story. Much of this comes via the gangsters. Ronit Roy, sucking on cigars and wearing this beautifully tailored red jacket, he tells another character it's Gucci, is in his element as Sikandar. Sikandar isn't crass. As he explains to Athar, he's just a businessman who happens to deal in cocaine. There's also Sanjay Kapoor, having a ball as Hamid, another gangster who's also waiting to take delivery of the cocaine. Most of the action takes place in a 7-star hotel which Sikandar owns. Through the film, Ali cuts between this big fat Indian wedding taking place at the hotel and the more murderous double crosses happening behind the scenes. Action directors Craig McRae, Lee Whittaker and Parvez Sheikh stage furious action sequences in the hotel kitchen and in a gaming room. Masks and COVID tests add dark humor. Watch out for a scene in which Sumer wreaks havoc on a formal wedding dinner. But Sikandar consoles the wailing bride with, "Don't worry, Badshah will be here soon." The ruthless gangster is also a courteous hotelier. Shahid Kapoor's constructed cool perfectly matches Ali's masala DNA. Shahid works the swag in the brutal action scenes and the slow motion shootout moments. By the end, all the men seem to be in a contest of my gun is bigger than yours. But Shahid is also solid as the repentant father who, in the middle of this mayhem, sheds a tear for what he has wrought. His veneer of stardom burnishes the storytelling instead of unsettling it as it did in Farzi. I hope Sumer gets a sequel. There's also Rajiv Khandelwal, a fine actor who deserves to be seen much more. But I wish the script had made that lone female cop, played by Diana Penty, a little smarter. She remains mostly clueless. Ali and the DOP, Marcin Laskowiak, reimagine Gurugram as Las Vegas, this gleaming city of lights and vice. And Julius Packham's background score helps to keep the energy up. Be warned that Bloody Daddy is not about finesse. If you're looking for a more nuanced story of crooked cops, wait for Anurag Kashyap's Kennedy. And if you're in the mood for a more poignant cop father kidnap son story, go back to Ramesh Sippy's classic Shakti. Bloody Daddy is blunt and fun. Besides, any film in which lactose-free milk plays a pivotal role has my heart. You can watch Bloody Daddy on Jio Cinema. Thank you for listening to the Film Companion podcast. Stay tuned for more reviews, interviews, and all that's hot and happening in pop culture and entertainment.
Set summer in motion with the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet. Like the CR-V and Accord, with available hybrid powertrains designed to deliver more thrilling performance and more innovative tech. Summer's here. Make every adventure more electrifying with Honda. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid or 2023 CR-V Hybrid.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.